This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Spring training rolls on in Florida. The Cardinals in Grapefruit League play. They will play later on today, actually. It's a 5:10 first pitch. And Sonny Gray is going to get the start for the Cardinals. But we are, well, we'll talk about Cardinals baseball here in a moment as we bring in Matt Pauly. But we're not going to start there. We're going to start with something different. Matt Pauly, hello, first of all. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, dude. How about these SIUE Cougars?
What a great story. What a fantastic story. What Coach Baroni has been able to do out there in a very short amount of time. They haven't even been a D1 program that long. For Rayshon Taylor, who's a young guy, or is a local guy who came in as a young guy and stayed there, like in this day of everybody transferring out, he stays loyal to SIUE. Yeah, I'm just really, and on a personal note, their athletic director, Andrew Gavin, I've known him for a really, really long time. We were in the South Coast League of Professional Baseball together many, many years ago. We were both in Wisconsin at the same time when he was a D2 athletic director at Wisconsin Parkside. So our careers have just kind of moved from place to place together, and to see him in charge of this athletic department and then be where they're at, it's great. Coach Baroni was an assistant at Green Bay at one point. Mm-hmm. I was a broadcaster at Green Bay, so Coach Baroni and I have many mutual friends and acquaintances. So and that doesn't even include the fact that Joe Pott is part of the team here at KMOX, and he's their guy doing the broadcast and doing all the SID work. So I feel really connected to this SIUE program in a weird way, and I'm really happy for them.
It's such a cool story, and as I pointed out earlier, I think of all of the colleges that people from my high school went to, the largest percentage has to be Edwardsville, and for a program that was not in Division I for, most of my life, up until, like you said, about 15 years ago, 16 years ago, this is awesome, because it takes a long time to get to that point where you make it to what is the biggest stage in college basketball.
There are a lot of, there's a handful. There's a fair number of Division I basketball programs who have been Division I for a very long time that have never gotten to the NCAA tournament. I know I saw some stuff on social media. Might have been our friend Joe Roderick who posted it, but I can't remember for sure. Like Western Illinois, they've been a D1 program for a very long time. They have never won their league. They've never gone to the NCAA tournament. So,
I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
This is an incredible accomplishment for Coach Baroni and everybody at SIUE.
All right, so we don't know yet when they're going to play. It could be Tuesday in the first four, Wednesday in the first four. It could be straight against the number one seed. What would you like to see happen there in terms of who they get to play in that first round? Would you rather them get that first four game?
You know what, I go back and forth on this because I think there's something special about being able to get a win in the NCAA tournament, no matter who you're playing. So if you do end up as a 16 seed, that's why I'm actually in favor of the expansion of the NCAA tournament, where all the 16s play against each other in a first four game, not just half of them. Same thing with the final at larges. I'd love for them to do two more, you know, games in that as well. So, if you are a 16 seed, it gives you an opportunity to get a win in the NCAA tournament, which is, it's only happened once that a 16 is beat a 1. So it's almost impossible for that to happen otherwise. So if they get that 16, I would hope that they play a first four game so they get the a really legit opportunity to have a win. I'm not smart enough, and Nate might know better than I, and Nate does know better than I on this, you know, where they would probably shake out, whether or not they're probably going to be a 16 or whether or not it's a 14 or a 15 potentially for them.
I think I'd be surprised if it's not a 16. And in fact, I'd be pretty surprised if it's not in Dayton as it stands. The question, and Ronj and I were actually talking about this morning before we came on the air, the question for them is just stuff that's totally beyond their control, which is how many teams that would be seeded below them end up winning their conference tournaments in some way. So, for example, the Patriot League championship game is going to be Navy against American, and Navy is like a you know, middle of the pack Patriot League team that has a losing record on the year. They're like 15-18 or something. So if you get a few of those teams, and usually there's one, but if you get two or three that end up in that situation where they're in low major one bid conferences and they were like the number five team in their conference and they just go on a run and win the conference tournament with a 500-ish record or worse, those teams are all going to end up slotting in below SIUE and effectively bumping them up every time that happens. And I think, you know, their path to not going to Dayton, or certainly their path to getting even a 15 seed, would include probably at least two, maybe three of those types of teams winning their conferences. If we get a bunch of conference number one seeds that are all 20-plus win teams that win their leagues, I'd be pretty surprised if SIUE isn't in Dayton. But to your point, I mean, if I were SIUE, I would be rooting for that, I think, just because, also because of proximity. I mean, it's not that far. It's like a, you know, 4.5-5 hour drive from Edwardsville / the greater St. Louis area to get to Dayton. It's a fun place to play, a chance to win a game. And I think from a marketing and brand exposure standpoint, which is a huge part of this, that means you play in prime time on a weeknight at a time when no other game is going on in the tournament, as opposed to if you're playing Duke or Auburn or somebody on Thursday or Friday and you're playing in the middle of the afternoon. There might be parts of 3, 4, 5 other games going on at the same time. You know, there's quadruple barrel action going on across the four channels that the NCAA tournament uses. And so, yeah, Duke fans are all watching you, and you're watching yourselves, but how many neutral fans are watching that game beyond the first few minutes, especially if it gets stretched out quickly, as a lot of those games do, and, you know, the number one seed's up by 20 points?
Yeah, I agree.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
All right, Matt Pauly, one other college basketball question. We have the A-10 tournament scheduled. SLU is going to play their first game in that tournament. It will be on Thursday. It is a 1 o'clock game, which we will be carrying here. They are going to play the winner of the Richmond-Davidson game. Is there a team that you would prefer they play in that first game?
I mean, Davidson, they're basically the same team. Richmond has a little bit lesser record, but Richmond scares me because Richmond has a track record. Their coach, Coach Mooney, I have a lot of respect for. So, I don't know. I probably lean Davidson, but I think they should be in pretty good shape against either of those teams.
All right. This spring training report is brought to you by St. Louis Composting, growing gardens and making memories. So let's switch our attention to what's going on in Florida. You are back here in St. Louis, but spent the first few weeks down there as the Cardinals got involved in Grapefruit League play. As you left town, you know, and you came back home, did you have any, you know, overarching thoughts about what you saw while you were there?
Thought it was really workmanlike. Thought there was just the amount of effort that was being put in by individuals. And I know we say stuff like that every year. It's really cliche. And I've said this a few times. Like, I can be a prisoner of the moment. I'd love to be able to transport myself into previous spring trainings and compare my feelings then to how I'm feeling right now. But it just felt like there was more of that this year, where guys were showing up at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. You know, like a Victor Scott II's out in the outfield working with John Jay, you know, at the you know what, crack of dawn every single morning, and then coming in and having breakfast and getting set for what the actual workday is going to be. And I think we saw the fruits of that labor, because Victor Scott has looked fantastic in the outfield. And last year, he didn't look fantastic in the outfield. He didn't take very good routes to make catches and everything. So we're seeing that kind of work being put in by just about everybody, and I really appreciate that about this year's camp.
Matt wanted to say butt crack and dawn, but he censored himself. So if anybody who didn't know, I'm just filling you in. That's
the you-know-what crack of dawn. There
that's
you go.
Right.
You know, no, I mean, I didn't want to use that. I wanted to use the other, but I felt like I shouldn't say that on
well,
the radio.
No, so probably,
it's been
that's
a recent
okay,
tradition
buddy.
Of mine to, you know, without warning Ranji first, and sometimes without really consciously warning myself, try out some words on Chris and Amy that make Ron say, can you say that on the radio?
Doesn't really happen that often. I feel like you can say anything, honestly.
Like outside of the Carlin seven dirty words.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I mean, there are a few more than that, but I wouldn't, you know.
When I was in college, I don't have that. I mean, I'll drop a bad word here and there, but my language is generally pretty conservative. And when I was a program director of my student radio station back in college, the favorite part of every year was when we had our big staff meeting at the beginning of every semester, where I would read through the George Carlin seven dirty words for everybody, because they would get to hear me say words that generally did not come out of my mouth.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's... I love that you actually had to do that.
We
got
to track down his old K-State student radio classmates, see if anybody made an incognito recording of that mm-hmm. that we can hold over his head for the rest of time.
Well, you know, it's off the air. Look, you can get away with anything these days.
We could threaten to play it on the air. That's what I mean.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, then we would be in trouble.
Well, but we wouldn't tell him it was a recording. We'd say we would just do it in the middle of a Pauly interview and make it sound like he got really mad. Like, we'd get him worked up and then just play the recording, and everyone would be like, wow, Pauly lost it. You don't like that idea? I thought this would be right up your alley.
Mine?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm into it. I was waiting for Matt to say something about it.
No, Matt, hey, Matt just enjoying the moment.
Matt Pauly, I know that one of the things that usually gets decided in spring training is that last spot or two on the roster. How decided or undecided are those positions, whether it's a final reliever or a final bench spot?
Yeah, I think it's incredibly undecided. There's, when you think about the final bench spots, it's Luke and Baker and Jose Barrero and Jose Fermin and Thomas Tejesi and Michael Hellman. I'm sure I'm missing Matt Kupierniak. I'm missing a guy or two. When it comes down to the bullpen, it's the Gordon Graceffos and the Nick Andersons and Tekoa Robies and Rodri Munoz. Like, there's, I really think that the final two to three bullpen spots and probably the final two position player spots are still very much up in the air.
All right, Matt Pauly, we, as always, appreciate your time here. What's happening for the rest of the day? Oh, tell us about Sports Open Line, first of all.
Yeah, tonight we've got Sports Open Line. That's going to be just 1 hour leading into the SLU Basketball Coaches Show this evening, 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock. And speaking of SIUE Athletics, we're really excited because we're going to have Rayshon Taylor on the show tonight during our 1 hour. So that's going to be coming up this evening.
That's really, I know that you saw post-game and Brian Baroni, the coach of the team, just, I mean, as a lot of basketball coaches do, praising the team and praising the individuals. It'll be really good, Matt, to get a chance to talk to Taylor, and we are going to talk to Baroni here in just a little bit, but they deserve every bit of attention they're getting right now, and I hope they eat it up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Goodbye, Matt Pauly.
Goodbye, Chris and Nate.
Yo, Pauly, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.
We're going to talk to Matt Pauly again on Wednesday. We talk to him every Monday and Wednesday right after the 10:30 news here on KMOX. As I said, I have an apology that I have to give to a listener who called in very upset, and I'll do that. We also are going to bring to you the egg beat because we care about you and how much you're spending for dozens of eggs. So every day we are bringing you a new egg story until we've beaten this egg to death. Nate Gatter is in for Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji on KMOX.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.